Welcome to Hump Day Hot Tips. Hump Day Hot Tips give you inspiration to get your imagination going. Remember, these episodes are meant to be suggestions and inspiration, not rules to follow. Así que, diviértete and happy humping. Happy Hump Day, mi gente. Welcome back to another episode of Hump Day Hot Tips. Today's hot tip is called the hard stop. Now, before I begin, I want to credit my coach, Sarah Bybee Fisk, because this is her concept and I absolutely love it, but I want to share it with you all. So the tip, hard stop, what does that even mean? So the hard stop relates to those negative thoughts that you have about yourself. So whether that be, I don't know if I'm doing this right, I don't like how I look, I'm too fat, I'm too skinny, my lung has this, my lung has that, whatever it is that you're thinking about yourself that is negative, all that negative self-talk that you have, and because this is a sex podcast, those thoughts that you have about your performance in the bedroom. Right? Those thoughts that you're having in the moment about, am I going to orgasm? Is this going to happen? All of those things can be considered negative. And the reason for that is because they are not providing you the results that you want. You sitting there spending 20 minutes thinking about whether or not you're going to orgasm is not getting you to orgasm, right? It's just getting you frustrated and annoyed and anxious and upset and like all of these other negative feelings, right? They're not getting you what you want. So when you find yourself going to that place of like, am I going to orgasm? I don't like how I look in this light. I should have left my shirt on. Whatever it is, those thoughts that come up, I want you to practice the hard stop. Now, what is the hard stop? You are literally, you can say it out loud or you can say it in your mind. It's totally up to you. You're going to say no. Like that, like a forceful no. We are not doing that today. The way that I imagine this playing out when you are not talking to yourself, it would be like if your child like started doing something randomly and you were like, no, you got like super strict all of a sudden, right? In that moment. And you were like, absolutely not. We are not doing that. Like hard stop, hard no, no, we are not doing this. Right? And you get like super serious about it. That is what I want you to do to your brain. When it starts doing that, when it starts offering you these thoughts and these questions that are not helpful, that you know do not serve you, I want you to say, no, we are not doing that. We can go back to that later, but in this moment, we are not doing that. We are going to think this thing instead. And then I want you to actively choose a thought that is more beneficial. So it sounds relatively easy, and in practice, it can be pretty hard to do it, right? It's a skill you need to build. So don't worry if this doesn't work right away. But what I want you to think about before you try to practice the hard stop is what do you want to think instead, right? So if you know your brain is going to go into this like catastrophic cycle of like, oh, I'm never going to orgasm. I'm never going to get there. This always happens, blah, 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 blah. I want you to think about what do you want to choose to think when your brain goes there? Because your brain is going to go there. You already know that. So let's not pretend that it's not going to go there, right? Think about like, okay, when my brain goes into this place, I'd be like, you know what? I'm just going to enjoy the moment. Fuck the orgasm. I'll get there. Right now, we're just enjoying this moment in time. So then you're in the bedroom, you notice your brain starts talking about orgasm and all of these other things. You're saying, no, we're actually not going there today. We are going to enjoy this moment. And just notice the change when you practice that hard stop. I promise you, it changes everything. So credit Sarah Bybee Fisk. If you're not following her on Instagram already, go ahead and follow her. She has some pretty cool reels out about people pleasing. So super helpful. I hope you love this tool as much as I do, and I will talk to y'all next week. Happy humping, mi gente. If you want help learning to apply these tips, then this is your invitation to join the Sinvergüenza Symposium. Redefine what it means to be a sinvergüenza and learn to do the things you enjoy without shitting on yourself. The waitlist is open and ready for your name. The link to join is in the show notes.